Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on Father's Day. Yeah, for dads, we know it's all about the U.S. Open, baseball. I don't know. No, basketball's over with. Let's see, soccer. Soccer's going on. Lots of stuff happening today on Father's Day, so I hope you're kicking back. You have all these different things on your screen and the radio on as well. So I have a lot of stuff going on. I'm your host, Françoise Rhodes, joining us in the boardroom, as always, a dad himself, Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
So were you treated to breakfast in bed or anything?
No.
No.
No, I got up, I got ready, and I headed over here.
A card? Something?
Yeah. No. Jasmine said happy. I saw Jasmine, so she said happy Father's Day.
Okay. All right.
They'll be gone by the time I get back. So.
Where are they going?
They're
going
to go to Pomona.
Okay. All right. Sorry about
go
that.
Go see her dad.
Okay. Oh, geez. Well, yeah, and here you are working. Now I feel guilty.
No,
yeah.
Fine.
Oh, it was your excuse not to go to Pomona.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't ever go, so.
Oh, all right. Well, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
And everybody out there, we want to thank Swiss Donut on the corner of Country Club Monterey. They had a busy morning going on this morning. Lots of people getting donuts. And they are in that Albertson Shopping Center. So we thank them for donuts for our guests today. This week, today's show is presented by Renova Energy, helping to make our world a better place. I know Vincent, he is, where is he? He's on some island somewhere. I saw some pictures on Facebook and took a well-deserved break. So good for them. Renova Energy is strong, doing well. And again, remember, they're the ones that started solar here in the Coachella Valley. So if you're looking for a solar energy company, go to somebody who's here all year round, never leave, started it here, know the climate, know the seasons, know everything, and that is Renova Energy. Okay, this week, what did I do this week? It was one of those weeks where I was doing stuff. You know how you have weeks where there's just stuff that you do.
I feel like that's every week for
you. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you look at your list, you probably, I know you're still trying to get your kitchen finished, but you look at your list of things that you just kind of need to get done.
The stuff that's on there for a long time?
Yeah, yeah. And you think, well, and plus I had a lot of paperwork. I did go speak at the Palm Springs Public Library, and I want to thank everybody who showed up. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of questions. I made this very interactive. Depending on what the subject is, talking for an hour is fine. And I had the website up on a big screen. They did a great job over there at the Palm Springs Public Library, by the way. If you've never been, go. And it was so busy. Oh, my gosh. So many people in there. They have a lot of summer reading programs. Great stuff going on over there. But it was nice that what I like about travel is the people that go to something like that are usually travelers themselves.
Right.
So then I could just toss out questions. And we got to get a lot of answers, a lot of ideas, tips that maybe other people hadn't thought of.
Right.
We talked about different locations. So it was kind of nice. I spent about 40 minutes talking about what I do and all that sort of stuff and how I came about doing it. And then the rest of it was just pretty much as talking as a big room full of people.
Which people normally get more from.
Yeah, exactly. Regardless. Yeah, they really enjoyed it. And once you get that one person to sort of raise their hand and say something.
Right, yeah, you got to get,
just the one, and then everybody else.
You got to get something started, and there's kind of a domino effect.
Yeah, then they're not. No, then people aren't afraid to speak.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I thank them for having me over there. I wasn't on KESQ yesterday. I'll be back next week. I think I'm going to do something about cruising is the plan. Now, today on the show, we have Michelle Stedman. She is the founder of Salads in a Jar. And you heard me talk about this, a month or so ago. I saw her at a big mixer, like a multi-chamber mixer at the Air Museum. And I thought, interesting concept. Like, it sort of stuck in my head. You know how things kind of stick in your head when you see them?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. And I thought, I'm just going to call her and have her come on. Let's talk about this idea and how it's going. You never know. I was reading this morning in the paper that food truck craze has slowed down now. You know, where everybody thought owning a food truck would make them a millionaire. Yeah, well, not so much
right
now. They're finding that food trucks are just so available.
But I feel like they're not out here.
Yeah, here they're not. But in other places, they are. They're just they're common now.
Yeah.
You think, do I want to stand on a street and eat from a food truck?
Right.
Or would I rather go inside a restaurant? Yeah.
I'm thinking. I think the truck. I like the trucks.
I would do both.
Yeah.
It depends on what kind of restaurant. For lunch and stuff, I'm not really into fancy restaurants.
Well, it depends on what you're eating.
Yeah.
Too. I mean, if there's certain foods that you can't just stand there and eat.
True.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's a big old mess. So restaurant owners that were buying these food trucks now are finding they're switching these food trucks over to catering businesses with their trucks.
That'd be fun. Yeah, that'd
and they're
be cool.
doing really well with it. So if you're thinking about buying a food truck, I would just sit back and study the market a little bit more and check it out. So anyway, all right. Talk about prizes. I'm going to do that. I just brought that. We have some great prizes today, too. We have 4 blocks of short film vouchers for the Palm Springs Short Film Festival. That's a $52 value. We have 2 Palm Springs Aerial Tramway tickets. You cannot have won those before. That's a $48 value. And I have 2 tickets to the Pageant of the Masters on Sunday, August 5th. Now, these are great seats. They're non-transferable. That's a $120 value right there for those 2 seats. So we won't be giving those away until the second hour of the show. So we have some great prizes to give away. And like I say, those seats for the Pageant of the Masters, that's the day. August 5th. It's a Sunday. So look in your calendar and don't win them if you can't go that day, because I'm not going to switch them up. People do that and then they call me and say, Francoise, can we change that to another day? No. Those are what the tickets are for. I'm also going to have some Pageant of the Masters tickets on the website contest page as well. And we still have that 2-night stay for the Omni. That closes at the end of this month, which, can you believe, we're kind of like zipping right through June?
Like, I don't know why, but every month I feel like it gets faster.
And faster and faster. Yes. And the weather, did you go outside this morning a little early by any chance?
I did not, but the weather got really nice. Yeah. Towards the end of the day yesterday, once it started getting dark yesterday, all of a sudden the temperature just dropped.
Yeah, it was this morning. I ran over to get the donuts, and it wasn't early. It was probably 9:30, and my car said 75 degrees. It was so nice.
Yeah.
I thought, really? And it even felt like a little tiny coolness to the air, and I thought, wow.
Well, we ended up, I think last night we ended up sleeping with the doors open and like a little sheet.
Yeah. This is almost unheard of in June. Yeah, we'll take it. But then we do hop up to 111, I guess, next week or something like that. In the second hour of the show, we do have Sharbi Higuchi back with us. She calls us every year from the Pageant of the Masters, and she's going to be telling us all that's going on this year. Their theme is Under the Sun, and they start July 7th. And so she'll be telling us a little bit about that and giving you a heads up on what they have this year. I mean, they do such a great job over there. If you've never been, it's something you really need to experience once. So I pulled up a little information about Father's Day. So some of it's a little generic, but the rest, I didn't quite know this. Father's Day is a celebration honoring fathers and celebrating fatherhood and paternal bonds and the influence of fathers in society. In Catholic Europe, it has been celebrated on March 19th, St. Joseph's Day, since the Middle Ages. Did you know that?
I did not.
I did not know that, Sean. When I saw the word Middle Ages, I said, huh? I thought this was something we just,
something new.
Yeah, we come up with a holiday for everything. There was National Flip-Flop Day the other day. Come on, really? That got a national day? But in 1924, President Calvin Coolidge urged state governments to observe Father's Day. Today, the day honoring fathers is celebrated in the United States on the third Sunday of June. So this is one of those floating holidays that messes you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always on a Sunday. No, so now I get it.
I remember, but it's still, when it floats around, I don't know why it still makes it tough to follow.
Yeah, it's hard to figure because you just, yeah. So the third Sunday, you can go in your calendar that you have one of those books that goes for 10 years. You can just mark it off Sunday, the third Sunday of June. So there you go. But I thought, since the Middle Ages, and why did we have to change it? When it was on March 19th, why did we change it to the third Sunday of June?
I think we have an infatuation with floating holidays.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy. But anyway, if we have holidays for flip-flops, I guess, I don't know, maybe we should have a Traveling with Francoise holiday. We could do that.
You got my vote.
No, thank you. All right. Okay. Anything exciting you want to talk about, Sean? Oh, we're going to the escape room on the 28th.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. Then we're going to figure it out. And then do maybe some listener contests for some listeners to go to.
Okay.
Yeah. So we will. But first, we're going to go and talk about it. Yeah. So
I don't know where I was going to go with
it. I don't know either. But the thought, when you just use the word escape room, it kind of freaks you out right away.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I think of it like like an old like a game of Clue, except for
that's true.
It's not the butler; it's a key. You need to get out of the room.
Okay, so here's what I think. Am I going to be mentally challenged in front of my friends?
That's the fun part. Is yeah, we all get to figure out if you know.
We have some common sense.
Yeah, we're not the brightest crayon in the box.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at puzzles and stuff, and I'm pretty good at word games. But with the pressure of a clock, now that's a whole nother.
Oh, see, I didn't know about the clock.
Well, there's a clock. You try to want to beat the best time is what you want to do. Right. So, yeah. All right. Okay, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about stuff. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Françoise Rhodes. That's who I am. I knew I'd figure that out. And this is Traveling with Françoise on Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to you. Right, this part of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans, improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. I'm going to be going to their Thousand Palms Veterinarian Clinic this week on Tuesday to check it out on Petland Place so I can talk to you a little bit about that as well. So we want to thank Animal Samaritans for being part of the show. I mean, just if you want to adopt a pet, that is a great place to go do it over at their animal shelter on Ramon Road. And we'll find out about their clinic and all sorts of stuff. So, and remember, they do the microchipping and all that. So take advantage of Animal Samaritans and, of course, their phone number. All their information is on the Traveling with Françoise website. Now, I was listening to the commercial, and B. Olsen's Jewelers, they are going to be closed for a week coming up. I don't think it's this week. I think it's the following week. I'll find out for sure for a refresh. They're going to do some behind-the-scenes refresh inside the store there at the lower level, the gardens on El Paseo. So anyway, just so you know, don't go over there and panic. I would check their website just to make sure because I know they are going to be closed for a week, and I have to get that information. All right, plastic straws are becoming out. Cruise lines are switching them out. They say that is one of the most hardest unbiodegradable items out there, which I don't know how that can be any worse than plastic cups. But plastic straws now, there's a campaign to get rid of them. Ristretto phased out all their plastic straws now, and they went to paper, these really thick paper straws that biodegradable.
I want to see these paper straws because
really?
I feel like it's paper.
It is paper.
It absorbs the liquid, but obviously it doesn't, you know, does it such a slow rate that it doesn't matter?
Maybe that's it. I haven't seen them yet because Richard was saying they're sort of like cardboardish. So right. Maybe they have some sort of film over them that repels the water for a certain amount of time, and then after that they just fall apart.
Right.
Because how often do people get a drink and hang on to that cup with ice for a long time after it's done?
Right. And then the bottom falls out?
Well, that would be in the cup. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure because McDonald's now, they are changing over. They're testing a bunch of places in the U.S. Now, they are testing different types of paper straws to see which works best for them.
So the paper straw company is going to start booming.
Exactly. Yeah. Buy stock in paper straws because you're right there. You're so right. They announced that McDonald's announced that it will adopt more eco-friendly paper straws across all of its 1,300 restaurants in the United Kingdom and Ireland. Is it funny when you think of McDonald's outside of the United States? I don't know. It's weird. I just kind of don't connect. But it started here. And the regional rollout begins in September to replace an alternative to the plastic. And McDonald's is committed to using, they say, our scale for food and working to find sustainable solutions for plastic straws globally. So the amount of straws that we know McDonald's must go through is astronomical.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
That
would be an interesting number.
Mm-hmm. But for them, I'm looking at this article quick to see if it's even in there, and it doesn't even show. I don't even know how they would count. Just it would go by how many they buy, I would
right.
guess. But anyway, so McDonald's is working on the plastic straws. Ristretto in Palm Springs at the 500. They are now out of plastic straws. They are into the paper straws. So I do wonder, too, when you're talking about that, how about the hot drinks that people drink, these hot coffees?
Well, don't they have like a stir, little wood stir.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people like to drink some of those lattes and all that stuff. Aren't those hot? Maybe they're not. Yeah. I don't know. See, I don't drink coffee.
I don't either.
But you, I don't know if you can drink a hot drink with a paper straw. These straws have to be quite something. And so we'll see. But that's the way of the world. You go places now, and everybody's getting applauded for using paper straws and not the plastic anymore. So Renova Energy, they have a lot going on right now. They're busier than ever. Of course, we go into summer, and everybody decides then that's when they want to install solar power. But just talk to them. Call them. They won't be calling you. Call Renova Energy, and they'll come out and tell you if you what would work best for you, and if your house would not even work with solar. Some people don't even take that in mind. Their roof might not be strong enough or something, and they will check all that and make sure, and not just plop it up there and say, there you go, and the house caves in a year later because the weight's too strong. But they're all very lightweight panels, but still, call Renova Energy and talk to them first before you decide on anybody. Indian Ridge Country Club, they have so much going on. Huge renovation over there in their spa, their fitness center, health and fitness center. Tons of stuff. Can't wait to have them on. In fact, I'll be over there when they have their grand opening of their spa over at Indian Ridge Country Club. So if you're looking for a country club setting, Indian Ridge is a place to be. And to help you get there, buy that house of your dreams, Diane Williams and Associates certainly is the one to call. And all of our sponsors' information is on the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Thai Smile, they have their summer hours going on. It's basically 11:30 to 2:30 and then 4 to 9. So they will not have any happy hours during the summer, just so you know. But I don't go there for the happy hours anyway. But Thai Smile on El Paseo. Used to be Thai Smile or Rancho Mirage. Now they're on El Paseo. Head on over there. They have great food. Braille Institute. They have seminars all summer long. They have their programs all summer long. So don't miss out. Everything is free at the Braille Institute located on Ramon Road. For those of you with starting the start of vision loss or total vision loss, Braille Institute is there for you. And remember, everything is free there. All their seminars, computer rooms, audio tapes, all that sort of stuff. All free. And Desert Entertainer, check them out. Definitely. They do such a great job with telling us. They do, for me, I think it's more of a nighttime entertainment that they focus on, but they do food and all sorts of things. So Desert Entertainer, free magazine or online. Pick them up. They're all over the Coachella Valley. Pick one up today and go on out tonight is what I say. So the Desert Entertainer. And security, Command One Security, they are just booming as well as the valley continues to grow. I judge by the traffic on how busy it is down here. Is that how you do it? You kind of just go to certain stoplights and, you know, when there's no one around, you think, God, there's not a lot of people in town.
Yeah, mainly my drive here.
Yeah, you can sort of tell.
Yeah,
I know when I go, because I cut up Hovely to go to Monterey to go to the Albertsons there. That's my little route there.
Right.
And I can always, when there's, Monterey is my point on if there's a lot of people in town or not.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, though.
The cars going up and down, because that's one of the main thoroughways from the freeway. And this morning, I have to say, there was a lot of cars on there.
I think people are out for Father's Day.
Beautiful weather this morning. Right. I think the golf courses are going to do well today. And then, of course, the U.S. Open's going on and the soccer later on this afternoon. But, yeah, so Command One, Sherry was saying that they're busier than ever. And not so much busier forever because of crimes. They're busier forever because of new people, all the homes that are selling here in the Coachella Valley, and people wanting alarm systems, especially if they're here only part-timers. So call Command One Security, family-owned and operated for over 30 years here in the Valley, and they will really, they are the people to call. And then if you want your knife and scissors and all that sort of stuff sharpened, my mother had hers done the other day. She had a couple scissors that she used for sewing and that kind of stuff, and some knives. Tony Quinzio, he is the man. He does that. He's been doing it since 1996. So give him a call. I think he does some gardening tools as well, as long as it's not, you know, trying to sharpen a lawnmower blade that's still on the lawnmower, something like that. I don't know. But anyway, you can give him a call. His number is on the website, Traveling with Francoise. So check it out. All right. There you go. Now, every week, we started this about a month ago, because we, you know, we always talk about events and what's going on in the Coachella and all that stuff. It's fun. We're having a lot of fun with this, by the way. CoachellaValley.com, they do a great job. In fact, Traveling with Francoise TV, there's a reminder post on there, and also the radio show here. There's a reminder each week now of what's going to be on the show on CoachellaValley.com. So check it out. They do a fabulous job. Craig was here the other day. We had a lot of fun. And we're going to try to go out and do some remotes with the shows. And, you know, it's all the coordination that goes with all this. Oh, my gosh. But we are doing our suggestions of the week. Picks of the week from myself, Craig, and Sean. So I have, we're going to do those right now, our pick of the week, and I post these on the website too, so you know, if you hear us talk about these, you'll know what it's about. For me, I have picked, and don't you guys laugh out there, because think about it, it's a lot of fun, Coloring for Adults. Every Friday from 1 to 3 at the La Quinta Museum, it's free. Now for me, that has no talent, but I think I do. It just sounds like a lot of fun.
It is fun to color.
Yeah.
From time to time.
I mean, I'm sure it's a little more sophisticated than, you know, a toddler's coloring book. But
right.
It just, I really like that. So my pick of the week is Coloring for Adults at the La Quinta Museum, 1 to 3 every Friday, and it's free.
Yeah,
so there
I think
you
it's go. It's relaxing. It's relaxing is what it is.
Yeah, you go and you socialize, you laugh. You probably laugh your head off when
you're be worried about things and coloring at the same time.
Yeah. You know, I don't maybe have a glass of wine before you go. I don't, you know, I'm just suggesting. I don't know. But it just sounds. And then you look at your stuff after. I'm sure there's a lot of laughs involved. All right. Craig from CoachellaValley.com, he picked the Palm Springs International Short Fest, which we have tickets for later on the show. And that was his pick for his pick of the week. And Sean, what was your pick?
That's what I picked. I picked the Film Fest.
Oh, you picked the Film Fest
yeah.
too? Well, that's okay. I mean, I thought about this. At first I thought we should all pick different ones. But then I thought, no, we should pick what catches our eye.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, and you both, the film festival. So we do have tickets for that, and that is completely different type of film festival. They're all short blocks of film. So there you go. I pick coloring, and Craig and Sean pick the film festival. So you have it right here. Okay, on that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on this Father's Day. Happy Father's Day again to all you dads out there. I hope you're having a good one. Well, I've been talking about this product for a while since I saw it at the Palm Springs Air Museum during one of those big multi-chamber mixers. And you know, Sean and I were just talking how things stick in our head. And I finally said, you know what? I need to call the owner of this company and talk to her. And joining us is Michelle Stedman. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you, because I so appreciate an entrepreneur.
Thank you.
I really do. And I know how tough it can be. And there's so much involved that people have no idea.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, and you're shaking your head saying, even if you knew just a little bit of what goes behind the scenes on some of these, especially when we are our own startup company. So I was really impressed. In fact, I even went so far out as to call you, Michelle, and ask you, is this your company?
Yes.
Did you think of this? Because I was just kind of curious if it was. So very, very impressed. So Michelle Stedman here started Salads in a Jar. Now, I just found out there's so much more to this than what I was just thinking. And I'm looking at this. And I'm going to post a picture of this beautiful salad in a plastic container, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it. Was it ever in a jar?
It was. But actually, what ended up happening is everyone loved the idea of having it in a glass mason jar. And mm-hmm. we did that for a very long time. But part of the whole program was a recycling program.
Yeah.
And we didn't get them back.
Oh, there you go. They kept the jar.
They kept the jar, which I don't blame them. I mean, they're great. They're great, useful
jars. So now they are more in recyclable containers, but they're still in what looks like a big old jar. So
yes.
Very cool. But
thank
I want
you.
To back up just a little
sure.
bit, Michelle, and I want to talk about how did this all start? How long have you been doing this? When did the light bulb go off?
So it was about 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was just prepping for my own self for my week for my lunches.
Mm-hmm.
And I had posted a picture on Facebook, and it never was to be a business.
Mm-hmm.
And people kept asking, well, could you please make one for me? Could you make one for me? And I thought, it's pretty simple. It's a salad in a jar. Just put some lettuce and some ingredients. And they kept asking for several weeks. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to see if anybody really wants it. I mean, people say it, but when you actually put them where they're going to put their money, where their mouth is.
Exactly, yeah.
So I put out a flyer and I said, I will do X amount of salads for this amount, you know, this price. And sure enough, we started getting all kinds of orders, much to my surprise. But at that same time, I actually had another product that we are bringing to market, which Whole Foods had picked up, so which was a raw superfood bar. So we put the salads in a jar idea on the back burner, and we did this raw superfood bar for 3 years, and we sold it, and that was our initial plan to do that.
Yeah.
And we still had the manufacturing facility, and we thought, what do we do with it? And in those 3 years, we still had people reaching out to us saying, when are you going to do those salads in a jar? And we loved it at work, and it was so perfect and convenient and healthy. And I thought, you know what? Let's try this again. And it just really took off. In our first year of business, we got voted Best of the Valley by the Desert Sun. And so it's been very well received.
Well, congratulations to you. This is a fabulous story. Now, I'm looking at, you brought me some information here about Salads. It's a company name, Salads in a Jar. That's the company name. And folks, as the website is pretty darn easy, it's Salads in a Jar. I mean, that seems to be it, .com. So, and that's on Traveling with Francois somewhere. I know I have it up there somewhere. But very, very simple, just how we said it. So how did you come up? Now, how many varieties of salads can people order?
So we have 12 different varieties, and every week we have a weekly special. So I'll always bring something in. Like right now, we have strawberry and blueberry chicken walnut salad just because it's seasonal right now. So we'll always bring in something different, but it's usually about 10 to 12 different salads. Plus, there are so many other options, as you had mentioned. So they can get some wonderful fresh fruit cups. They can get some chilled soups. We have gourmet tacos, just some really wonderful choices for them.
So now I'm looking, and with us, folks, is Michelle Stedman. She is the founder of Salads in a Jar, along with a bunch of other goodies here that I'm looking at, all the information that you brought me. Now, when people, it says here, 4 delivery days, no delivery fee, low minimum order, recyclable cups. So I'm sure people just don't order one and you drive it over there, one salad in a jar. I'm sure there's more to it than that.
So we do have a minimum order. It's just a low minimum order. It's $25. Uh-huh. So when a business orders, you have many people within that business. And so everyone will order their salad or salads.
Yeah.
But sometimes they do just order one because everyone else is ordering, and then they want us to deliver the next day and the next day. So that's the beauty of having 4 delivery dates.
Yep.
You don't have to get, you know, them all at one time. You can divide that up into many days based on, do I have a business meeting today or do I have a luncheon and I don't, have use for that, but I'll get it the next day.
Well, now I'm looking at this salad. What size is this?
That's a 20-ounce recyclable cut.
Ounce. Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice size.
Yeah, this is a taco salad. It looks delicious. How did you know I was into tacos? She must have been listening to the show. And no, so it looks, there's corn and black beans and lettuce and cheese and look, all sorts of stuff.
And cilantro and olives.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So what's so great about these, we call them shake-and-go cups. It's really easy when you're on the run. Or you're in the office, because you can actually eat it right out of the cup. So there's a dome lid on top. So you take that dome lid off. There's a separate salad dressing cup.
Yeah.
You pour that in, put the dome lid back on, shake it all around so it mixes all the dressing, and just open it back up and enjoy. And then you can throw this in the recyclable bin.
All right. Huh? Great, great idea. So with the expansion of this, and how many varieties of salads do you have? It looks like you have a lot here.
There's about 12.
Yeah. That's quite a bit. Now, besides that, you're also offering fruit, and it looks like almost a catering service. Is that what you have that goes along with this?
We do. So we've had a lot of businesses reach out that they wanted to have some type of office meeting, but they wanted catering, but not necessarily just a salad in a jar for each person. So we've come up with salad bar to go in these really great recyclable boxes.
Yeah.
And we have 8 different sides with it, several different salads to choose from. Then you can add a fresh fruit box. You can add some wraps, some pasta salad, all kinds of really wonderful things. Even for breakfast, we have bagels and fresh fruit and yogurt.
And I could see this be great for parties and stuff too, not just the office.
Yes, yeah. The platter that you're looking right there. It's uh-huh. a nice platter,
fresh
which has fresh fruit, cheeses and crackers, dried fruits, nuts and seeds, and oh, it's just such a beautiful platter. Wonderful gift when you're going to somebody's house or have a small meeting at the office. It's just been a really popular platter.
Now you also have gourmet tacos.
Yes.
And chilled soups.
Oh yes.
Oh. Okay.
Now you're talking my language.
There you go. I'm a taco gal. And chilled, you have gazpacho soup.
Yes.
And shrimp gazpacho. Interesting.
Yes.
So how
and
has...
infused water.
Pardon me?
And infused water.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because, you know, out here in the desert, we all need to drink more water. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, it doesn't always just as plain. So it's nice to have some fresh fruit, some mint, some wonderful things in it to make that water a real official vitamin water. And you'll want to drink it and stay hydrated here in the desert.
And you also have a lunch combo, too.
Mm-hmm.
You have a salad, a fruit cup, and water.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very filling. Now, I noticed a lot of this, too, seems to be geared towards healthy living, healthy eating. Am I right there?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's the shift that I think everyone's trying to make is mm-hmm. to live a happier and healthier and a longer sustaining life.
Except for donuts. You know, we have to have donuts once in a while.
I guess everything in moderation, right?
Yeah, exactly. I can have my donut once a week, Michelle, okay? Yeah. Oh, maybe twice. I do have them on Saturday also, but no. But everything in a beautiful, I love the packaging. It's gorgeous. Congratulations
to
you. Now, where do you see salads in a jar going? Are you a Shark Tank? Are you just talking to other supermarkets? How is it working?
So we are not in any retail location.
Okay.
We are direct to customer. So we deliver straight to mm-hmm. the person's home or to their business. We are a family business. So it's my husband,
Good.
My son, and myself, and we have some employees. So
yeah.
we really want to keep that local. We deliver in the whole Coachella Valley. So mm-hmm. we start in Thermal. We work our way all the way down into Palm Springs. Where can it go? Gosh, it can go so many places. We have so many different people in other cities. Please bring it to our city.
Yeah.
And a lot of people actually think we are a franchise just because of how, you know, well and how beautiful and the whole service.
The name.
But it's not.
Yeah, but I mean, the name sounds like a franchise. I think it's wonderful. How far in advance can people order?
By 3 o'clock the next day. So if they want it for the next day,
okay.
3 o'clock. So if they want for Tuesday, by Monday at 3 o'clock.
By Monday at 3. Okay.
Right.
Do you ever get any emergency orders in the morning?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, I figured that.
Of course.
Guess what? We have a big meeting. We need something. Michelle,
yes,
bring us over.
Yes,
so
we can do it. Yeah.
And you accommodate.
Sure.
Well, this is really great. And it's fun that your whole family's involved. Congratulations
Thank
to you and your family. And I love the name. Your packaging looks really nice.
Aww.
You're doing a really good job.
Thank
yeah, so,
you.
Yeah, I was impressed. Like I say, I've been telling all these people, have you ever heard of salads in a jar? Because it's just something it's very catchy. It's very different. It's very unique. And I could see this going over really well, too, in office buildings and whatnot.
Well, you know, right now, especially since we're going into summer,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all say, I want to eat healthy, but I don't want to make it.
Yeah.
It's too much work.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot right now. I don't want to turn my stove on. I don't want to go out to the grocery store. By the time my car gets cool, I'm right at the
yeah.
store. So here's your perfect, you know, solution is we'll make it. We bring it to you. It's all ready to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're beautiful. And when you open up your refrigerator and you have all these beautiful containers in there,
yep.
then you're going to tend to eat much more healthily.
And folks, I want you to know that Michelle brought me a salad here, and it came in one of those cold packed style bags.
Right.
Yeah. So it was cold packed there. You don't have to worry about that. Everything is set up the way it's supposed to. And
yes.
do you bring utensils in case people forget them?
I do have utensils.
Oh, just in case. Lunch is coming here. I do have 5 minutes in between. So. Thank you. Great job. So you do get a fork, too. You don't have to worry about it. So again, the website is salladsinajar.com. Very, very simple. Michelle, you probably answer the phone most of the time and take the orders. Yeah, I had that feeling.
Most people, what we'd like for them to do is they go to the website,
uh-huh.
and that's where they select what items they'd like.
Okay.
And then they go ahead and pay. I get an invoice saying, ding. you have an order. Yeah. And then we go ahead and deliver it to them that following day.
Great job. And after a while, you'll know exactly what you want. You won't even need to look at the website. Michelle Stedman, thanks so much for stopping by today. I really appreciate it. Again, congratulations on your business. Continue. Good luck.
Aww, thank you, Francois. I appreciate it.
Okay, folks, we're going to step aside. I'm going to have some salad. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. All right, Sean, you're looking at it. What do you think?
It looks good.
Yeah, doesn't it look good? Very pretty, very attractive. I do put it in the refrigerator, so it doesn't. And I'm looking here. She says here, I have a little magnet for in the station here. It is $8 for skinny taco salad, skinny barbecue salad, skinny Greek salad, a variety of skinny salads. And then it's $10 for the gourmet chef salad, Cobb salad, and those kind of salads. So, yeah, another way to eat inside the office, business, or at home if you don't feel like leaving.
Yeah, that's what it is now.
I mean, we're going to be so spoiled. Why? That's the only thing I don't like about all this is it makes it too easy now not to ever leave.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I like it, though.
I know. I knew you were liking it. So, yeah. All right. I was going to let you say it, not me. Okay. We have four blocks of short film vouchers for the Palm Springs International Short. That's a $52 value. I'll mail you these. The festival starts June 19th through the 25th at Camelot Theaters. If you would like those, give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. Remember, you can give these to friends too. If you know somebody that loves a short film festival and you thought, oh, wait, their birthday's coming or something, I can give this would be a perfect prize because there's no name on these tickets. So, again, 440-8255. Give us a call and you're going to win those. All right. Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building. Also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and Gallery 500. So lots going on inside of The 500 on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Call today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. Right, the new community gallery exhibition is now open. The Palm Desert Community Gallery will highlight another new artist, a couple of them over there, and they are having a reception on June, that is tomorrow, June 18th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. over there. It's by the chamber offices in Palm Desert. So it's a cute little art gallery over there. They do a nice job. So tomorrow night is the reception with small bites and little goodies, and it is from 5:30 to 7 p.m. So you are invited. Also, this week at the La Quinta Museum, Stitch every Tuesday from 1 to 3. This is free, calling all knitters and needle pointers, stitchers of all types, bring your projects and share ideas and inspiration with your fellow fiber artists. So this happens at the La Quinta Museum every Tuesday from 1 to 3, and it is free. And also every Friday is the Coloring Club for adults. Yes, bring your pencils, markers, and a friend and join the fun of this rediscovered pastime. Coloring pages will be provided, and coloring books are available for purchase at the museum gift shop. So, but the event is free to go color from 1 to 3 every Friday at the La Quinta Museum. Also, we're going to have a lot of free movies going on this summer here in the Coachella Valley. Just so you know, they're all over the place. The Palm Springs Art Museum has teamed up with the Palm Springs International Film Society to present a summer film series. And they also have over there the return of free admission Thursdays from noon to 8 p.m. at the Palm Springs Art Museum. So lots of stuff going on over there, including their free films. And I'm trying to see, we just missed the one in June. It was June 14th. The next free film is on July 19th, and that will be at the Palm Springs Art Museum, downtown Palm Springs. And the admission is free. Film starting at 6 p.m., first come, first serve basis. And remember, the museum is free every Thursday from noon to 8 p.m. So if you've never been there, that's a good reason to go and check it out. All right. And if you haven't, yeah, well, you're out of luck. I was going to say, if you haven't put your golf cart parade theme in, you're out of luck. The deadline was June 10th. So I have mine in. Did you put one in, Sean?
I did not.
Oh, boy.
Jeez. I should have, but.
Yeah, you should have. You never know. I might win with that. You never know. Okay. So a lot of things going on in the Palm Desert community that are free. You should go to the city's website. I would say go to all the city's websites and check it out and see what they have to offer. Because, like I say, that's one thing about this Coachella Valley. In the summer, there are free things every which way that you can imagine. A lot of free movies, swimming, party, all sorts of stuff. So take advantage of it. And we also have our priced events, which is brought to you by Arc Attire, and they are on Reserve Road off of Varner Road in Thousand Palms. They formerly were Desert Arc Attire. They do embroidery, silk screening, all that sort of stuff. So check it out at arcattire.org. And remember, when you use them, you are also employing a client of Desert Arc. So it's a win-win all the way around. Now, no one won the tickets for the Palm Springs International Short Film Festival. I know it's kind of a different type of film festival for people, but it really is a lot of fun if you have never been. So definitely think about it, because that's vouchers. It's $52 worth of vouchers, and I don't know. People tend to wait till the last minute for stuff like that, and they're good for any day of the film festival. They're not specific. They don't have specific dates on them. They're open for any one of the days that you want to go. So I'm going to give you a shot at that one more time at 760-440-8255 and take advantage of it. All right, Joshua Tree. These are events that you have to pay for. The High Desert Cultural Center's award-winning and nationally recognized summer youth theater camp is now open for enrollment. The camp experience begins July 9th for youth grades 4 through 12th and July 23rd for grades 1 through 3. Looks like a ton of fun. Says cost to attend this high-quality summer youth theater camp is only $100 for grades 4 through 12 and $50 for grades 1 through 3. Whew, it's a mouthful. But anyway, it is the High Desert Cultural Center. You can call them at 760-366-3777. The Palm Springs Air Museum has a ton of things going on. Today, dads get free admission to the museum with a paid child. I just saw that. So you have to pay for the child of any age, but dad gets in free. They also have a lot of fun stuff throughout the summer there. They have all these challenges. They have Children's Discovery Series, Happy Birthday America in July. The list goes on and on and on, so check it out. It says activities and materials are included with admission. Children must always be accompanied by an adult. So it is a psairmuseum.org. A lot of things. They have a new wing over there as well with some new jets in there that pretty cool stuff, actually, if you're into. I'm always in awe. Every time I stand near a jet, I'm just going, how in the world does it do it? Last night, I watched a movie on HBO. I haven't done that in a while. And I saw it and I figured, it was The Mountain Between Us with Kate Winslet and... Idris Elba, am I saying that? I think.
Yeah. I don't know if you're saying it right, but I know what movie.
Yeah, you know who it is. And yeah. It was the plane crashes. They're out in the mountains. They're in the snow. And it was a survival movie that, of course, ends up in a love story. But it was good. They did a good job.
It was a good movie?
Yeah, the only thing that was a little is they had this dog with them. And you never saw the dog eat one time. All this time they were stranded in the mountains in the snow.
Well, I guess the dog can just... fend for itself.
Well, I don't know. He never could catch a rabbit, so.
Right.
What? That was the only thing that struck me as a little odd. This dog looks so fat and healthy. Come to find out when I was reading the credits. Sometimes I'll read the credits. Said it was twin dogs.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there were two of them. And they both look so fat where everybody else has no food. You know, they're skinny. They have nothing to eat.
Are doing fine.
Yeah. And the dog's just... Why do stuff stick in my head like that? I don't know. Anyway, all right. Film festival coming up this week, the 19th through the 25th. Also, there is a special paint night at the Art Bar. This is for $50. It is on Thursday, June 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Art Bar in La Quinta. Seating is limited, where you will be guided by a professional artist who painting the memory tree. So I'll have that up on the website. Also, the 10th annual Jazz It Up Act for Multiple Sclerosis. That happens on Sunday, June 24th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the S at Rancho Mirage. on Frank Sinatra Drive. So I guess entertainment's going to be Bill Marx and his jazz band with surprise celebrity guests. Our buddy Fitz is going to be the MC over there. So $75 per person, and again, it is to raise money for Multiple Sclerosis Act. And that was Gloria Greer started that. So, and it is her family that has kept on the tradition. So don't forget the Beat the Heat Pass, Summer Tram Pass. Don't forget that. That's still really, really a good buy. Okay, on that note, we are going to step aside here shortly. In the next hour of the show, we're going to talk to Sharby about the Pageant of the Masters. I have Pageant of the Masters, $120 value tickets to give away for you, but they're good for only that one date, which is August 5th, so check your calendar now. We'll be right back. Stick around for local and national news and see you in a few minutes.